Driving along Fidalgo Bay, to the east, you will see the two oil refineries built in the 1950s on March's Point. This area of Fidalgo Island was the first area to be inhabited by white settlers. At the first stoplight on Highway 20, turn right toward Deception Pass and Whidbey Island. From this turnoff, it is approximately 5 miles to the Deception Pass Bridge. As you head south on Highway 20, you will drive along the edge of Lake Campbell. Lake Campbell is a true rarity because the lake itself on an island has an island within the lake. You can see it from the highway. Also notice that Lake Campbell sits at the base of Mount Erie, a 1,300-foot peak that is just south of Anacortes. There is a paved road up the west side of Mount Erie that takes you all the way to the summit. From the top of Mount Erie, you will have a 360-degree panoramic view of all the local islands and the Skagit Flats. In the distance, you'll be able to spot the Olympic Mountains to the southwest, the Cascades Range to the northeast, and the Canadian Selkirk Mountains to the north. Just beyond Pass Lake, turn right if you'd like to view the Bowman Bay Civil Conservation Corps Interpretive Center. In the 1930s, the CCC boys, as they were called, were instrumental in building the roadway approaches and guardrails that led to Deception Pass Bridge. The CCC boys also beautified areas of the local environment that include Deception Pass Park, Rosario Beach Park, and Cornet Bay Park. The Interpretive Center is only open through the spring and fall, but there are buildings, trails, and sheltered picnic areas that are accessible year-round. Driving back to Highway 20, turn right to continue to Deception Pass Bridge and be aware of the guardrail, log, and rockery approaches hand-built by the dedicated CCC boys. During the Skagit Delta area's settlement, the most favorable means of transportation was by water. The mud flats and the running of the tide were formidable obstacles to travel. In 1907, Captain George Morris, an elected state representative, petitioned the legislature to build a bridge over the Deception Pass waterway. This bridge would connect Fidalgo Island to Whidbey Island. This undertaking seemed unlikely to most, so in 1913, a Deception Pass ferry service began, which took both vehicles and passengers across Deception Pass from Dewey Beach on Fidalgo Island to Coronet Bay on Whidbey Island.
In 1933, Representative Pearl Wanamaker sponsored a bill that would allow the state parks to build a toll bridge across the Deception Pass waterway. Instead, the bridge was made a Public Works Administration, or WPA, project when President Roosevelt granted funds for the bridge through his unemployment relief policies. Many local men were hired to help in the construction of the bridge. Work was started in August 1934, and the bridge was completed less than a year later in July under the direction of Lacey V. Murrell, director of the State Highway Department and brother to Edward R. Murrell, the famous broadcaster from Edison, Washington.
The bridge is 180 feet above the swirling waters of the Deception Pass Channel. The main span of the bridge was completed from both ends to finally meet in the middle. The entire bridge is 1,487 feet long and the roadway is 22 feet wide. For your safety and for those that wish to walk across the bridge, there are vehicle pullouts and parking lots on both the Fidalgo and Whidbey Island sides of the bridge. Deception Pass is one of the most photographed bridges in the world and to this day remains an engineering marvel.